Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for Increased Understanding of East and Southeast Asia. Funding for Detroit coverage on The Takeaway is supported in part by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.
Well, we'll get all the details at 10:30 this morning when President Obama unveils his deficit reduction plan from the White House Rose Garden. But we do know that a key part of the plan is a new minimum tax rate on millionaires. It's being talked about as the Buffett rule. Here's former President Bill Clinton talking yesterday on Face the Nation on CBS.
Those of us in that income group, we're in the best position to make a contribution to changing the debt structure of the country.
But Republicans' reaction has been very swift. They're saying this would create class warfare. Here's Republican Congressman Paul Ryan speaking on Fox News Sunday.
It looks like the president wants to move down the class warfare path. Class warfare will simply divide this country more, will attack job creators, divide people, and it doesn't grow the economy.
Joining us now, Grover Norquist, president of Americans for Tax Reform. Good morning.
Good morning.
Explain to me how the Buffett rule taxes, as they're being called, equates with class warfare.
Well, we've done this before. If you're familiar with the alternative minimum tax, it was put in back in 1969 by Richard Nixon and Ted Kennedy because there was some report that 115 Americans who made a lot of money had not paid taxes, largely because they owned New York City bonds, which are not taxed. They said, well, this is ridiculous, and 115 millionaires are getting away without paying taxes. We will pay a tax, put a tax, the alternative minimum tax, that will just get 115 millionaires. That was 1969, and now, of course, it's a tax that hits millions of people, and only because during the Bush years they put a patch on it, it will hit tens of millions as soon as that patch lapses. One of the things that Obama wants to do is allow that patch to lapse in a year after the election so that the tax on millionaires from 1969 will hit tens of millions of Americans moving forward. So when you say to somebody, I'm only going to tax them, the kulaks, I'm only going to tax the kulaks, then it turns around, they're a lot more kulaks than you thought they were going after.
But I don't understand. What I'm not understanding is the comparison to class warfare. What we're talking about is changes to the tax code.
Yeah, and what you're saying is we're going to treat people differently based on how much they work, whether they work on Saturdays, if they start a new business. We're going to hit them not with the same tax that everybody else pays, but a different tax rate.
It's going to raise the tax rate. Grover Norquist, respond to another sort of linguistic, distortion, it seems to me, over the weekend. I mean, are millionaires inherently job creators? And aren't these the folks, if we're talking about CEOs of corporations, who actually laid everybody off?
Well, first of all, you have to decide when the president – we don't know what's in the plan yet. And this is one of the reasons the president put it out, as he did with his so-called jobs plan, where he didn't have it written down. He gave a big speech, and everyone talked about it for a week until he came back and said, I'm going to raise taxes $400 billion as part of the plan. Well, if he put that in the beginning of the speech, it might not have been as interesting, or if he put the whole plan together and put it online. So once again, we're getting this sales pitch for something, and it'll get written down. I hope it's actually written down when it's proposed and not another outline.
Mr. Norquist, though, respond to the question. Do you think they are job creators? It sounds like you're distancing yourself from Republican Paul Ryan.
Oh, no, absolutely not. All the people who invest and create small businesses and jobs are exactly the sort of targets that are going to be hit by any tax that hits income. Of course, we don't know what this is. Maybe this will hit people like the Kennedys that inherited their money, but it will also hit people who are trying to create, jobs, who do invest in businesses, large and small. And one of the questions that we have is, what problem is he trying to solve? Since Obama came in, He's increased government spending by $1 trillion a year, okay? It was 2.8 trillion, it's now, I'm sorry, 2.9, it's now 3.8 trillion this year. $1 trillion more is being spent this year by the federal government than 3 years ago.
I want to keep us focused on taxes, though.
Raising taxes doesn't help that.
We're speaking with Grover Norquist, president of Americans for Tax Reform, and I want to keep us focused on taxes, if that's okay. And take you back, you know, I know it was, it was actually Ronald Reagan who suggested you create Americans for Tax Reform. And so I wanted to just take a look at Reagan's record. He increased taxes between 82 and 84. He closed a number of loopholes in the tax code. He raised the payroll tax. He raised taxes as unemployment was reaching its highest level since the Great Depression. And then following those tax hikes, we got 7 years of job growth.
You kind of left something out. He took the top marginal tax rate on the rich went from 70%, where if you earned a dollar, the government took 70 cents, you got to keep 30, to 28%. So if you earned a dollar, you kept 72%, and the government took 28. It was a dramatic reduction in marginal tax rates, the opposite of what Obama wants to do. There were other tax changes there, many of them due to the fact that a Democratic House of Representatives and the Republican Party in the 1980s was not the party of lower taxes. Ronald Reagan was, but Bob Dole and others in the Senate weren't. So increasing marginal tax rates will slow economic growth compared to, you know, what would have happened otherwise. And the rest of the world is moving in the opposite direction. We have higher marginal tax rates on individuals than Russia does. Our corporate tax is 35%. The European average is 25%. Even a lot of Democrats understand that some of these marginal tax rates are too high. Talk to a Democratic senator from New Jersey or New York about Obama's plan, which is just another version of the alternative minimum tax. Ask them who the alternative minimum tax hits. Yes, he's going to threaten to only hit a couple of people, but at the end of the day, like with the alternative minimum tax, the 3% tax on your phone to pay for the Spanish-American War, that was put in because only rich people had phones. It didn't go away when 98% of Americans had phones. This is the old sales pitch. Oh, I'm not going to loot you. I'm only going to kill the kulaks. And then eventually you go, you know what? This is getting out of hand. And they're really going after more and more people because if we're going to spend at European, Greek spending levels, which is what Obama and the Democrats in the last 2 years put us onto a track to do, they need to raise the money to pay for the bigger government they got.
Well, we'll find out the details of the president's deficit reduction plan when he announces it from the Rose Garden at 10:30 this morning. That's Grover Norquist, president of Americans for Tax Reform. Grover, thanks so much.
You got it.